the Roadhammers, the legendary Canadian country acts who have been together for over 15 years and are the top Canadian selling band, are going to be playing here in Timmins for Rock on the River. And not only are the Roadhammers going to be joining us then, but I've got Jason McCoy of the Roadhammers with us now. Jason, thanks for joining us on Moose FM.
Oh, right on. Thanks for taking the time.
So, first of all, have you ever been to Timmins, my friend?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when I've done a lot of solo dates before the Roadhammers, it was just Jason McCoy, and I, of course, played up there many, many a time. But, we've been up a few times since as well, but this will be the first time we really, bring the full Roadhammer show there.
And I have to ask, since you are a country act and you are going to be coming home to Canada's, well, the home of the princess of country, the queen of country,
that's right.
Shania Twain.
Yeah, that's right, man. You know what? But the cool part about it, it's a country town. I mean, well, it's a great town. It just happens to be a great country town as well, but it's what we do. We sing songs, for the people, by the people kind of thing. And we take the music real seriously. Just we don't take ourselves too seriously. We're all about having the party.
It's a good fine balance you have there, Jason.
Right on.
Now you have the new single out, Zamboni. Tell us about that.
Yeah, man. Well, we wrote a song because, sitting there watching a hockey game, I'm like, we've written songs about everything with wheels, right? 18-wheelers, 4x4, you name it. And I'm like watching this thing, and the hockey game was great. And I was watching, and I was like, nobody's written a song about the Zamboni. It's got wheels. We can do that. And, all the kids are excited. They get right up against the glass, and they all want to drive the Zamboni. It's such a cool thing. We all look forward to that on the rink. And it doesn't matter who you talk to. Everybody's like, oh, man, I'd love to, give that a go. So it was just fun, and that's exactly what we do.
Yeah, I think everyone relates to the Zamboni at the local rink, right? Instead of the Roadhammers, it's more of an Ice Hammers you got going on right now.
Yeah, man.
Perfect. So now that it's been 15 years of the Roadhammers, how do you guys keep having fun on the road?
Oh, it's not that hard. I mean, we don't think about it too much, because if we did, we'd probably lose the fun part of it, right? I don't know. I guess we've got such a great bunch of tunes that over the years we've been lucky enough to record, and we've got awesome fans that, sing along. And we always say, this is our catchphrase, is that, they're the party, we're the soundtrack. If they didn't come to the show, it'd just be a rehearsal. So the fans are the ones that make it all fun. And every town's different every night, right? So I hear this is, going to be a sold-out event. So it's like, how can you lose? You're already going into, a great bunch of people.
Yeah, it's an event that everyone in Timmins looks forward to. This is the only major music festival we have now, so it's going to be really exciting.
Right on.
Jason, I have one more question for you before we let you go.
Yeah.
And now that the summer's here, and you're a bit of an outdoorsman, being on Man Tracker and winning it nonetheless, What is your favorite part of the summer? What gets you excited about the hot weather?
Last night I was at the farm here, had a campfire with my son, and we just, roasting hot dogs and, just living life. I mean, just being outside. It's like, we're all in these little, cocoons over the winter, and then we get to come out and stretch a little bit. It's pretty awesome. So I'm up for anything, but, we got the farm here, got a pool, got a pond, and a couple of big muddy dogs, my son and daughter, and, my wife and I, we just like to be outside.
Jason, thank you so much for your time today. Is there anything else you'd like to add before you go?
Oh, man, it's great. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to, really looking forward to playing for all the folks in Timmins. And, I mean, in this job, we feel like we get, the chance to have a second home in different places all across Canada. So really looking forward to coming to Timmins.